You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Flying into the Bay Area, there's that moment before landing when it looks like you're actually about to touch down in the water of the bay. That area where land and sea come together is an estuary. And the San Francisco Bay Estuary is one of the most urbanized in the world. Almost 90% of the natural landscape along the bay has been lost to human development over the last 150 years. Climate change and sea level rise mean even more of it is going away. So what will happen to the hundreds of wildlife species that live there? Reporter Sophie Codner introduces us to a man known as the Fox Guy. He studies how foxes and other animals are surviving in shrinking habitat along the bay.
Okay. What time is it? All right, it's 5:10 a.m.
I'm only half awake when I arrive at the address, a parking lot in Silicon Valley, surrounded by corporate buildings and warehouses.
So let's head on down the road here.
I meet Bill Lycum, a sturdy 80-year-old man with long gray hair and a short white beard. It's chilly. The sun has yet to rise, and Bill wears a worn-in black jacket and matching cowboy hat.
So we're going to start here.
With just a few steps, we enter a marshland along the bay called the Baylands Nature Preserve. For over 10 years, Bill has navigated the area's dirt trails and tall, wet grasses every single morning before dawn.
Hold it. Wait. We got a camera right here.
Each day, Bill swaps out memory cards from his 11 trail cameras, which have been videoing the scene since nightfall. As he works, he surveys the wildlife.
We got a raccoon coming off the top of the hill right here, and we've got one under the salt bush right over here. Good morning. Mama. That's Mama. There's your first introduction to.
That was quick.
To the wildlife out here. There are no foxes on this side.
Bill is not a scientist by training, but with his cameras, he has produced one of the world's largest libraries of footage documenting the elusive gray fox. He's been called the Jane Goodall of the gray fox world. It's an obsession he comes by honestly.
When I was about 13 or 14 years old, I came upon my very first gray fox. My brother and I decided at young age to trap the foxes.
Yeah.
We trapped quite a few of them, and then one of them got a broken leg. And that, I don't know, that just hit me hard. And I told my brother, I said, we're not going to trap anymore. I didn't think of foxes for a long time. I raised a family, went to college, did all kinds, you know, the regular routine things that people do.
50 years went by. Then one day in 2009, Bill was out birding in the Baylands.
I saw this fox sitting beside the road. It just was automatic. It just grabbed me. From that day on, I came back again and again and again, and finally stopped right back there in that gap. There were three foxes. And I said, whoa, I've discovered a family, not just one fox.
The gray fox is the oldest canine in the world, older than wolves, coyotes, and every other species in the dog family. They've been on Earth for 10 million years, and in the Bay Area far longer than any human. They're smaller than the better-known red fox, with hooked claws, a long, pointed muzzle, and salt-and-pepper fur that turns orange at the shoulders and ears. There were more than 24 gray foxes in the area when Bill was reacquainted with them over a decade ago. By 2016, he was counting carcasses instead of foxes.
And two of the longest standing died right in here. That was Mama Bold and her mate, Gray. We lost 25 foxes to canine distemper.
Canine distemper is a nasty viral disease. Here, it's a symptom of a bigger issue, lost habitat. Decades of urban development has cut up wildlife territory into small, overcrowded patches where disease spreads fast. It's a problem all around the Bay. City sprawl and busy roads trap animals so they can't move from one patch of habitat to the next. Over 100 local species are threatened or endangered, many because they've simply lost the space they need to survive. But Bill believes that cities can support wildlife, with urban planning that keeps nature in mind. He wants to connect habitat patches to help animals navigate safely from the shore, through cities, and out to the spacious surrounding mountains. It's a goal of his nonprofit, the Urban Wildlife Research Project, to create what he calls the San Francisco Bay Area Wildlife Corridor. It would reach throughout the entire Bay Area and benefit all sorts of wildlife, including the gray fox. After the canine distemper dieout, Bill continued to tape the Baylands trails. For 2 years, not a single gray fox was spotted. The rodent population exploded.
Hey, little fox! Ramos! Hey, guys! Hello!
In 2018, a new fox couple found their way into the Baylands. Bill named them Lamos and Big Eyes. Lamos runs up to us while Big Eyes hangs back in the brush.
Lamos means long neck in Greek. He's not as skittish as she is.
Wow.
There they are.
We duck under tree branches and move deeper into the woods. Bill calls the foxes bush dogs because they prefer shrub-covered territory.
This area is the heart of foxland.
Right now, it's home to just Lamos and Big Eyes.
And I'm thinking that there's something wrong in their reproductive system. Something is not right, because they should have had pups.
It's another sign of unhealthy habitat for the foxes, who disappear as soon as the sun peeks through the trees. Bill and I head back to the car, and he gets a bit philosophical.
The foxes are my professors, okay? They are the ones who have taught me, and I'm their student.
Hello.
A few months later, I caught up with Bill on video chat. I wanted to find out about a disturbing image of Big Eyes that he posted on his blog.
I was tagging all the images out of the camera, and when I came upon that particular one, I went, whoa, wait a minute, what's that? And I zoomed in to take a closer look at her eye. I have seen so much of that discharge from the eyes and canine distemper that it was just, oh my God, here's another one. Here we go again. I've learned something else about all of this, and that's how to let go. Although I get to know, you know, the foxes pretty well in terms of their personalities and so forth, there comes a point where you have to, well, when the young ones disperse, you know, they're there one day and they're gone the next, and you have no idea where they are. So you have to let go. So if Lamos and Big Eyes die, that's the way it is. I have to move on.
For Bill, moving on means focusing on preserving and connecting the remaining patches of habitat, which he says continue to be eaten away by the effects of climate change.
Rising sea level is going to push the wildlife deeper and deeper into the cities along the San Francisco Bay. And when that begins to happen, people in their backyards are going to begin to see more raccoons, more possums, more skunks, more foxes. What are they going to do?
After centuries of building and designing for humans, the Bay Area may soon have no choice but to plan for its wildlife too. Luckily, that could lead to greener, more livable cities for animals and people. From a marshland at the edge of the San Francisco Bay, I'm Sophie Codner for Cross Currents.
Sophie is a student at UC Berkeley's Graduate School of Journalism. You can learn more about Bill's vision for a Bay Area wildlife corridor online. Go to KALW.org for more details.